This is Fresh Air. Coming up a little later on the show, the political humor of Jimmy Tingle. Nowadays, young jazz musicians under the age of 30 get all the attention in the mass media. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's easy to forget how many great older musicians are still around, like one of his favorites, Chicago-born tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan. Kevin has some thoughts about the relative merits of youth and maturity in jazz.
Jazz is often considered a game for young folks. They have the stamina, fast reflexes, and muscle tone the music calls for. But a lot of players get better as they get older. For some reason, that's especially true with tenor saxophonists. As they age, their sound gets deeper and more resonant, more barrel-chested, and their ballads get more worldly wise. You can hear that blossoming in players like Jimmy Heath and Benny Golson, in the last recordings by the late Bill Barron, and in Clifford Jordan. Jordan, who turns 60 this year, has a lyricism and grace that put him in the front rank of modern jazz musicians. He also has an incredibly pretty sound. Listen to his 1988 version of Alec Wilder's I'll Be Around, to my ears, one of the great jazz ballads of recent years. Here's a good chunk of it. That's from a session led by flugelhorn player Art Farmer called Blame It on My Youth. Clifford Jordan's tone is luminous, and he gets the most expressive effects with the vibrato he applies to the last note in a phrase. He uses vibrato like a punctuation mark. There's a well-seasoned aspect to his playing few young players get the hang of. It's something that comes with age. And yet, listen to what Jordan sounded like 30 years ago. That tune is Malice Towards None by Tom McIntosh from Clifford Jordan's album Bearcat, recorded in 1961 and 2. It's been reissued in Fantasy Records' OJC series. Like a lot of saxophonists in the early 60s, Clifford Jordan was dealing with the influence of John Coltrane. Even so, you can hear that Jordan's mature style was already developing, if not fully formed. At age 30, he had the same carefully tailored vibrato, the same doleful cry of the blues, and the same way of booting out swinging phrases at brisk tempos that he has now. He had a great band on the album Bearcat, including pianist Cedar Walton, someone he still plays with once in a while, and drummer J.C. Moses. On a blues called Outhouse, check out the way the drummer puts heavy accents on unexpected beats. Oh, and don't miss Jordan's nod to Ravel's Bolero. Thank you. Nobody plays the drums like that anymore. People would think it was clunky. But J.C. Moses gets a lot of credit for how fresh this music sounds, much fresher than the hard bop young musicians play now. Players may improve with age, but musical styles most always sound better when they're young. Hard bop records from the 50s and early 60s, like Bearcat, have a reckless quality their modern counterparts don't have. And that's because back then, the players were still testing the music's limits and their own, and they weren't ruling anything out. After all, there's something to be said for youthful brashness and inexperience.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the reissue of Clifford Jordan's Bearcat album on Fantasy Records. This is Fresh Air.